A lot has happened since last year's Violence-Free Teen Conference. In October, the LAUSD board passed a unanimous resolution instituting violence prevention education, something Peace Over Violence, the organization hosting the conference, has worked on for years. But Emily Austin, who wrote most of the resolution, said the victory felt a little tainted, because just 10 days prior, a Southeast high school senior was fatally stabbed by her ex-boyfriend at school.
The schools have to be a place where parents and students can talk about this type of abuse or warning signs of domestic violence and sexual violence and can seek help and protection. We can't let more victims of teen dating violence die on campus. We can't let them have incidences on campus where we could step in and prevent it.
Austin is Peace Over Violence's policy director. The organization already runs sexual violence prevention programs in several public schools, but the new resolution provides $2 million for LAUSD to hire a violence prevention coordinator and a liaison for every school in the district. They'll help students recognize dating violence and prevent it. Lily Herrera, director of prevention services at Peace Over Violence, thinks these classes need to start early.
One of my first clients, she was 11 years old. It was a little bit tough for me to wrap my head around an 11-year-old being in an abusive relationship, and I quickly realized that this was as real as it gets.
It's about more than dating, Herrera said. She hopes to plant seeds in middle schoolers so they'll be able to do what high school students in Silver Lake did.
At Marshall High School a couple of years ago, there was a lot of racial tension between the Armenians and Latino students. And the peer, the stop team.
That's the Students Together Organizing Peace Team. It's one of five in LAUSD high schools.
They went in and intervened, and they actually held Day of Dialogue type of forum for them, where they actually sat down and they talked about the differences and the similarities. And there were so much more similarities and differences.
James Campos was a member of that team. He started fighting violence at Marshall as a ninth grade extra credit assignment. Now he works full-time for Peace Over Violence. He teaches groups of young men in high school.
We also don't talk about just violence, but just character and leadership building so that not only like they can learn about how to treat a girl and try to treat women, but also treat themselves better.
And the new LAUSD plan won't only educate students. It includes mandatory training for teachers and parents, too. And that's what today's conference is about, said Austin.
In any case where people have been both open-minded to sit and talk to each other, they'll bridge those. And that's that trusted adult relationship you need in order to say, I'm going to tell you something that makes me vulnerable, that I'm scared about. I'm going to share it with you. Can you help me, or can you help me help myself?
Today, the conference was focused on adults. But tomorrow, the students arrive, and those conversations begin. Rosalie Murphy, Annenberg Radio News.